Hey, I'm going to ask you a question. How's your sock drawer looking? Is it scary? Maybe it's time for a spring cleaning and refresh. Bombas just dropped a bunch of absurdly soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help you get that drawer in a better place while doing a little bit of good. Look, when I open up my sock drawer and I see a clean pair of Bombas sitting on top, not only do my feet sort of jump for joy, but like I can't wait to get them on my feet because I know they're going to be cozy. I know they're going to be the best socks in the house, and I know that they're going to keep me going all day long. They've got some great details that have been obsessed over, including the honeycomb arch support, which I love, anti-blister tabs, which I also love. What that is, it's a little bit of the heel that goes up a little, just a smidge higher, like in a whatever the perfect amount higher is, that's how high it goes. Bombas has figured this out. And they've got cushioned footbeds that feel like little pillows on your feet, not to mention the buttery soft tees and underwear with no itchy tags. Oh, I hate an itchy tag. And Bombas is like, don't worry about it. We do too. And look, the best thing about Bombas is that when you purchase an item, Bombas donates an item. That's right. Every time you buy their socks, tees, or underwear, you're also donating essential clothing to someone facing homelessness. To date, Bombas has donated over 100 million clothing items and counting. I mean, Bombas can make returns easy as well. I don't know why you'd return anything because what? But they do have a 100% happiness guarantee. So if the dryer or your dog eats a sock, or if you're unhappy with your purchase for virtually any reason, they'll do whatever they can to replace it and make it right. Bombas has a spring collection out right now. That means new colors and new fun. That's right. They have garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. They got stripes. They got florals. They've got vintagey colored rib socks. You know, those like, you know, stripes on the top of it. It's like, oh, hey, look at me. I'm a vintage soccer player or track person. They've got those too. And they even have a new pointelle sock with a frilly cuff. You know, if for all you frill seekers out there, folks, all I'm saying is you heard me talk about Bombas for years now. I don't know why you haven't done anything about it. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure at checkout. Trust me, your feet will thank you. Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
Good to be here. Hello, everyone. What a fun weekend it has been.
Greetings.
Yeah, just greetings, you know? Greetings all around, everybody. How are your greetings?
Greetings and salutations, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed. Spooky. What's new around here? You know?
We were supposed to go to a Cinco de Mayo party today, but it got postponed because one of the children was sick. One of the host children was sick.
You know, I think that's as good a reason as any to postpone something.
I agree. I would rather they postpone instead of like trying to pretend like nothing was wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I was surprised that Henry's friend who had lice was just full head of hair today.
As opposed to like shaving their head?
As opposed to like in my day when that kid would just show up shaved.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. There's lice going around Henry's preschool.
Yeah, thank God we haven't encountered it yet.
Yeah, you know, I was actually thinking, like, it's actually shocking that it hasn't gone through the preschool already.
That's true, I suppose.
You know, so far, Henry seems to not have it. I would say most of the class seems to not have it. There's just a few kids who have found lice.
Look, it's around. It's happening right now.
It's around.
What did you say?
What do you mean?
That was what you said, right? It's around.
It's, yeah. Well, like, one of my friends whose kid has it took their kid to one of those, like, lice places where they go through your hair and get rid of all the nits and everything. Yeah. And I guess there were like other families there from other schools in the area. And then it's just like running through Los Angeles.
Don't you think it behooves that place to send somebody to the park every weekend?
Well, I guess a few people have emailed our school director asking for like someone to come to school and check everyone, because like a lot of people in our class have gotten their kids checked, but like it could be in the other classroom.
Right.
And it, yeah. Like if it's just going to keep getting passed back and forth, and like that's gross.
Yeah, that was a school thing, I remember.
Yeah.
Everybody going down for the scoliosis and lice check.
Yeah, like I feel like that was like a nurse thing that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I distinctly remember having lice as a kid, and my mom...
Oh, I never had it. That's gross.
And my mom, like, taking the lice out of our hair with those little metal combs, and then she would put the nits on, like, a piece of scotch tape.
Ew.
I think she found it very satisfying to, like, get them all out.
It's gross.
But... You know, in my day there was no hair fairy that charged $125 to delouse you. It was just your mom under some bright lights and a piece of scotch tape.
Yeah. That is it's interesting. It's one of those things that like you forget about from childhood, those screenings.
Mm-hmm.
And the scoliosis screening, too, I thought was hilarious.
I mean, I bet they
always,
still
that always, that
I bet they
check.
Still do it. It's not like scoliosis has gone away.
Let's make sure your shoulders are the same height. Great. Okay. No? Oh, scoliosis. Yeah, that's interesting. We played T-ball again today, everybody. Big T-ball day.
T-ball has, there's been like a full, the team has done a full 180, and I credit like at least 50% of that to Coach Matt.
I mean, look, if some of the other coaches would get out of the way, we'd be having a better time.
You're doing a great job, honestly. You're like
trying my best.
You're like, you know, the team psychologist. You're the team organizer of like rallying kids. You like the kids listen to you.
They do listen to me. It's hard sometimes because me and regular head coach sometimes have said different things to the kids.
Oh.
Because the coach and I don't communicate at all. So that's part of the problem.
Is that on purpose?
No, I mean, it's just by nature of... I actually had to go, do you need a minute? So he could go deal with his kid.
Oh.
And then I took over the batting practice, which was, we were into our 90th round of batting practice.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, Henry made 3 outs today, all seemingly at one time.
Crazy.
It was like an unassisted triple play.
There's no like actual outs in T-ball though. Like you can get someone out, but they don't have to actually like leave the field.
Right. None of these kids left the field.
And score is kept either.
Right. But Henry tagged the bag at second base and then ran after the runners that were going from third to home with the ball and tagged them both before they got to home plate, because they had caught up to each other. One was... They were both between third and home, mm-hmm. So Henry went for it and managed to tag them both out. So unassisted triple play, Henry Myra, way to go, bud.
I mean, I wish we had it on video.
He was very excited about it.
Yeah, I got 3 outs.
I have any of his defensive plays on video because I'm always out there coaching.
That's true. I'll try to be a better videographer.
Just get over there when he's at the hot corner, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, all the kids still go for the same ball and knock into each other, et cetera, et cetera. None of them can throw, although I will say that Coach was having them all throw overhand to me from mm-hmm. first base when he had, but the place he had them standing, they should all be throwing underhand anyway because they're so
mm-hmm.
close.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, you see it in Major League Baseball. the first baseman will toss underhand to the pitcher covering.
Right.
First.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because you can't come over the top. That's too short a distance. And it's silly. Anyway, whatever.
Well, these are
that drill is beside the point.
The
otherwise, I think great job, and the team's really come together. We had team pictures today. Henry didn't want to hold a bat. It was very strange.
A couple of the kids didn't like got like very agitated upset, about the pictures. Yeah. It was interesting, yeah. Including Henry. But yeah, I just am like floored at how much these kids have improved. I mean, the first day, they didn't even know how to like run the bases. They didn't know what to like. They couldn't hit. But it was like.
One of them did try to run to third today, but
There were a lot of tears.
Yeah,
like every week, so many kids crying and like not wanting to do it, and like this week, one of the kids who was like the biggest crier and just like so sad was batting and running and didn't cry, and I was like, wow,
yeah,
everyone's doing it.
And he was like going to the field, and I was like, you want to leave your helmet on and go in the field? You can. He's like, really? And I was like, yeah, go ahead.
So, he just wanted that extra layer of protection.
I mean, like, there's a few first basemen I can think of. Like I think John Olerud was one of them that wore the hard cap, the helmet cap. Some pitchers have worn those too in the past. They never really caught on. Much like I think these new football helmets won't catch on, even though they should, because they're safer.
Mm.
Anyway, they just look weird. So,
well, I mean, when we were growing up, like no one wore helmets skiing, and now everyone wears helmets skiing.
Yeah, I mean, how many trees need to tell you that'd be a good idea?
There's just like, there's some things that you're like, oh, why didn't we do that? Like when I was, I played a couple seasons of lacrosse in high school badly. And we didn't wear helmets. The goalie wore a helmet, but most people didn't wear helmets. And
I feel like you still don't.
And girls still are not required to wear helmets. I think more do now, but like, most of them don't. It's interesting. I did read something like there is this theory that like when you wear a helmet that makes people play more aggressively, kind of like the theory that like, oh, if you wear a bike helmet, you're going to ride more recklessly. And like, I don't know. I don't really think that that is true, but I also don't know that empirically.
I mean, I can tell you, I hit a hell of a lot harder when I have full pads on than I do when I don't have full pads on in football.
Sure.
I mean, that's just the nature of having pads on.
Mm-hmm.
What else was I going to say? Oh, this morning, Henry and I were watching a Dr. McStuffins episode where they had a race, a bicycle race, some of the toys. And there was a finish line and a flag. And then that caused Henry to decide to make his own flag.
Oh, that's where he got it from.
Yes.
No, you know where the flag came from?
No.
He came running into the bedroom this morning and he said, Dita and I are going to have, he said, we're going to have a scooter race. And I was like,
this was after the race. Yes, this was after the Stuffins race.
Let me tell you what he said to me.
He opted for either, he wanted either a ribbon to run through, or we wanted someone waving a flag.
Okay,
he said this to me before he was running.
Okay, but can I just can you let me talk?
No, I think today is no dodo time.
Oh, today is Matt interrupting time. So like every male podcast host ever.
Hi, folks. We're male podcast hosts.
We interrupt.
You know, I think there's good people on both sides.
He came running in and he said he was going to do a race with you. And then he like stopped. He was like, oh, but we don't have any cones.
They had cones on McStuffins, yes.
And I was like, that's true, bud. We don't have any cones. I was like, but I could stand at the finish line with a flag. And he was like, a flag? Yeah. Like, he sort of made it sound like he had not been thinking about the flag. And then he went running off and he made a flag with a stick.
And by the way, when he told me what he was going to get and he came back in with that stick and then he's like, I need a tissue. I was like, this is not going to work.
But no. It did.
Totally worked.
He proved you wrong. He taped a tissue to a stick, and it looked like a flag.
It held the whole time too.
Yeah,
because he taped it lengthwise, which was smart.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, then he had a flag, and then he made him and I race on his scooters. He wanted to race around the block, and I was like, "That is not happening."
Yeah.
My knees aren't quite there right now.
Yeah.
So we did a scooter race. We did a couple scooter races. And then we did a foot race. And could you believe it? Henry won all the times. Can you believe that?
That's crazy. That's crazy. That is really crazy.
And then did he race you?
He tried to race me, and I did not like riding that scooter.
Yeah. Well, that happens sometimes, you know?
Mm.
You know, like riding a filthy old scooter. It's been sitting next to the trash for 2 years.
No, I did not like riding it.
Excuse me, everyone.
Yeah, so that is what happened.
That was our weekend.
That was our weekend, pretty much.
I mean, real suburbia weekend, you know? Capped it off with a Burbank Target visit.
That was very suburban.
What?
I said that was very suburban.
I'm just saying, like, what more could you want, you know?
Oh, sure.
Target had everything. That plaza had so many things in it.
So many things, and it just kept
Panda
going.
Panda Express.
I know.
Krispy Kreme. There's an REI in there. A Lowe's. Mm-hmm. A Staples. A Walmart. A TJ Maxx. A Best Buy, and then like an Olive Garden and an Outback Steakhouse. It's pretty wild.
You could basically live there.
It's like all anchor stores, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the craze of this mall.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a mall. It's mm-hmm. a shopping center, I guess, because mm-hmm. none of the stores are connected.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it really was like. Truly, like, suburban hell on earth.
It was very crowded.
Parking lot was slammed.
Yeah.
The Walmart parking lot, which is the far end of this parking lot where the Target is, that looked like a nightmare. You couldn't get in there.
Mm-hmm.
All because people wanted to pay 88 cents for something instead of 99 cents.
Yeah.
And I will say every Monday morning at that Walmart.
Uh-huh.
So what I do, I'll just let everybody know, I do scope out the Walmart and the Target baseball cards every week. I make it a point not to buy out the stock because I don't want the next person to come in and find nothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not one of these weirdos that, like, I saw somebody on Reddit in a Walmart with a digital scale weighing each pack of cards to see which ones had the whatever's in them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. Anyway, I'm not one of those weirdos. Fucking jerks.
Wow, that's crazy.
But that on Monday mornings, that there's like they have like 8 EV chargers at that Walmart, and I see 15 deep waiting to charge their car after the weekend in the morning when there's like nobody in the parking lot. It's wild. And I'll go in and I'll come out of the store and it hasn't moved.
Oof.
And of course it hasn't moved because, as we know from that one time we rented a Tesla.
Oh my God.
It takes hours to charge.
They
So
like,
if you don't have a charger at your house.
Yeah. They lie. They lie to you. They were like, oh, it takes like half an hour to charge. That's what they told me at the rental car place.
We'll get you enough battery to go back to where you came from. And then you'd be in the same position with the exact same amount of battery.
Right.
Anyway.
Anyway, whatever. we should take a break.
These are my observations.
Thank you, Matt.
I don't understand what my life has become.
You're a suburban dad?
Yeah, I know. It's like, what happened?
You turned 40?
I used to be a stand-up. I used to tour. I used to have shows. I used to write television. Now I'm like, can't wait to coach T-ball on the weekend when I don't have anything else to do during the week because I'm still unemployed. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm going to ask you a question. How's your sock drawer looking? Is it scary? Maybe it's time for a spring cleaning and refresh. Bombas just dropped a bunch of absurdly soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help you get that drawer in a better place while doing a little bit of good. Look, when I open up my sock drawer and I see a clean pair of Bombas sitting on top, not only do my feet sort of jump for joy, but like, I can't wait to get them on my feet because I know they're going to be cozy. I know they're going to be the best socks in the house. And I know that they're going to keep me going all day long. They've got some great details that have been obsessed over, including the honeycomb arch support, which I love, anti-blister tabs, which I also love. What that is, it's a little bit of the heel that goes up a little, just a smidge higher, like in a whatever the perfect amount higher is, that's how high it goes. Bombas has figured this out. And they've got cushioned footbeds that feel like little pillows on your feet, not to mention the buttery soft tees and underwear with no itchy tags. Oh, I hate an itchy tag. And Bombas is like, don't worry about it. We do too. And look, the best thing about Bombas is that when you purchase an item, Bombas donates an item. That's right. Every time you buy their socks, tees, or underwear, you're also donating essential clothing to someone facing homelessness. To date, Bombas has donated over 100 million clothing items and counting. I mean, Bombas can make returns easy as well. I don't know why you'd return anything because what? But they do have a 100% happiness guarantee. So if the dryer or your dog eats a sock, or if you're unhappy with your purchase for virtually any reason, they'll do whatever they can to replace it and make it right. Bombas has a spring collection out right now. That means new colors and new fun. That's right. They have garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. They got stripes. They got florals. They've got vintagey colored rib socks. You know, those like, you know, stripes on the top of it. It's like, oh, hey, look at me. I'm a vintage soccer player or track person. They've got those too. And they even have a new pointelle sock with a frilly cuff. You know, if for all you frill seekers out there, folks, all I'm saying is you heard me talk about Bombas for years now. I don't know why you haven't done anything about it. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure at checkout. Trust me, your feet will thank you. Okay. We're back.
Hello.
Good to hear from everybody who wrote in this week.
Yes, thank you.
Unlike last week when nobody wrote in.
Thank you, everyone who wrote in. We appreciate you.
And everybody who left a voicemail, we appreciate you also.
Yeah, we also appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Dory, what's on the first on the agenda?
Well, first on the agenda is to remind everyone that they can email us at doryandmatt@gmail.com or mattanddory@gmail.com, and they can call or text us at 413-461-BABY, which is 413-461-2229. We are also on Patreon at patreon.com/excellentadventure. We have ad-free episodes at the $10 tier, which is very exciting for everyone. And we also do 2 bonus episodes a month on the Patreon. So head on over there. There's also a massive back catalog of episodes. It'd be crazy to listen to like an early Patreon episode. Like what?
I don't want to hear the joy in my voice.
What were we talking about? We thought we had problems. We didn't have problems.
We really did not have problems.
All right. The first, I have to warn everyone, the first email is a little heavy. It has to do with late pregnancy loss. So if that is something that is upsetting to you, or I mean, it's probably upsetting to everyone, but if it is like too upsetting for you, I would fast forward like 5 minutes. Okay. This is from Leslie. She says, first, thanks for continuing the podcast. It helps me so much to learn and hear perspectives from people with so many different experiences and encouragement when I need it most. Now, into the background context for my email. In May 2023, I emailed and shared about my third trimester stillborn loss in November 2022. Then I had an early miscarriage in July 2023. My body and emotions were a mess all over again. After what felt like a long time, I know this is not in the context of infertility, we finally got pregnant in January 2024, thus continuing the explosion of my anxiety and worry. All this time, I've been working with two therapists and finally started medication to help my brain spirals decrease. We have high-risk doctors and our regular OB team that my husband and I trust. The plan set in place is helping a lot. However, I'm wondering if the anxiety ever goes away. Every day I think, is this food okay? Did I drink enough water? Did I sleep in a way that hurt them? Was carrying clay boxes for students too much? What happens if I get stung by a wasp while on a walk? Does that hurt them? The list goes on. Every day it's something new and I talk them over, but the list continues. My questions for you and the eggheads. Does the pregnancy after loss anxiety ever go away? 2, if the anxiety continues after delivery, what has helped you? 3, if having experienced a loss, at what point in the pregnancy have you started to plan for what happens after they are born, such as daycare, car seats? Should I have a baby shower since mine was canceled 2 weeks beforehand the first time? 4, how soon should I be telling people, work, friends, family? It feels terrible sharing the worry with everyone we've told so far. And now with this long essay, I'll give some stats. Leslie, in Virginia, an 1,100 square foot apartment, no hot dogs for anyone, but possibly later in summer for my husband, 140-inch TV currently used to watch the Stanley Cup playoffs and Hallmark movies. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. That's a good sharing of the television's responsibility.
It is. Well, first of all, I am sorry for your losses and for the anxiety that you're currently experiencing. I did not have nearly the same pregnancy trauma as you, but I also had anxiety while I was pregnant, but I don't think to the extent that you were having it, but it was still there. And I also had some after Henry was born. This is really hard. I'm glad you have therapists. I'm glad you have some meds. I think that it says you finally started medication, so it sounds like that was pretty recent. I think it will probably kick in and you'll feel a little, hopefully a little better, a little calmer. I think to some extent, like, there's always going to be some anxiety. Like, that is just the nature, I think, of being a parent. But I think I do think it lessens. I mean, I had like a lot of intrusive thoughts after Henry was born that were like not amazing, and those have gone away.
I don't feel like I have any sort of wise wisdom as a person who has not been through that situation.
Okay. I mean,
I've been through clinical depression, etc. Like that I can tell you all about.
Sure.
And I can also tell you that like your meds are going to help you. Even though it might not seem so at first, they'll
kick in.
It'll kick in. But otherwise, I don't I don't know if there's a correct answer for any of these things. Meaning, like, I don't think there's a correct answer for you of when you should tell people or when you should start thinking about car seats or when whether or not you should have a baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of those answers are wrong or right.
Mm-hmm.
I think personally, yes, have a baby shower, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't deprive yourself of some things that you think you might enjoy just because you're worried you won't be able to enjoy them.
Mm.
I mean, it's not like anyone's going to be mad at you if you had to cancel anything.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, you know, I think it's a matter of knowing yourself and knowing what you're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know how much any of that helped, but that's my advice.
I like that. I like that advice. Thank you, Matt.
I was just sitting here listening to Dory, and then I had nothing to say, and I watched her click through her windows to find me again to go, why isn't he saying anything?
Well, I was on the podcast.
No, I assumed you were reading. Yeah, of course. I'm not saying you were doing something else.
Oh, I was like
engaged.
I was like, well, I like stopped, and then I was like, why isn't he saying anything? So then I went over to see like what was happening. I was like, maybe he's talking and I can't
and
hear
I was
him.
Just staring at her.
Yeah, and he was just staring. But yeah, I'd love to hear from listeners about this. And Leslie, all this stuff is hard, and we, you know, I see you. And thank you for sharing all this with us. I'm glad you're talking about it. Matt, we have a voicemail. It is labeled Friends with Infertility.
Okay, let me see here. This looks like it should be ready to go.
Hey, Matt, Dory, Henry, and Bill. I'm calling in to ask for some advice. I come to Eggs Bone Adventure via Forever 35. My oldest daughter and Henry are the same age, and while I haven't experienced infertility myself, I just like following along with your lives and hearing what Henry's up to, and I have a lot of friends experiencing similar challenges, and it's just nice to understand a little more deeply their struggles. So that's why I'm calling. You guys have talked a lot about, you know, like the language to use if you are pregnant and you're, you know, sharing that with somebody that's experiencing infertility or stuff like that. But I'm really struggling with how to respond to messages from a friend who's in the middle of IVF. And today I sent her a message saying, just thinking of you, hope it's going well, no need to respond with any details, but just want to let you know I'm thinking of you. And she did respond with a bunch of details, like a long paragraph, you know, about transfers and cycles and, I don't know, injections and stuff not working. And I've just been sitting on the message for like an hour, and I don't really know what to say. Like, do I say, I'm sorry? Do I say that sucks? Or do I keep it positive? I mean, I'm obviously not going to say, like, it'll all be worth it or hang in there. Actually, I don't know. I just don't know how to respond. Do I just say I'm thinking of you and keeping my fingers crossed, like, you're doing great? I don't know. I'm just struggling since I can't empathize. I'm struggling not just how to sympathize, but, like, what language would you want to hear from a friend, perhaps with kids, that can empathize with you but wants to be there to support you and not be annoying. Anyway, thank you. You guys are great. Sending you all good luck. Bye-bye.
Look, I don't want to be selfish, but you should probably point them towards this podcast. Be like, hey, I think empathize with them, obviously. tell them that you know how you've heard how endless it can feel.
Mm-hmm.
And this podcast is a great resource. Here, try it out. Dory, what's the real answer?
Well, two things. One related to what you just said, and then I'll get to this listener's actual question. But a woman I know who also has a podcast sent me a screenshot of something that someone was recommending our podcast. And I was like, you know what? Thank you for this, because we've been doing this show for so long that it's easy to forget that people are still, like, as they go through infertility, they're still discovering this podcast.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But I, like, sometimes I forget that. Even though listeners tell us that all the time.
I like to think of us as, like, an infertility book that revises the edition every week.
You know what I just found on my desk?
Hopefully it's $100. Close. It's $40 to the Outback Steakhouse. Courtesy probably of my mom.
Yeah. We can also use it at Bonefish Grill, Carrabba's Italian Grill, and Fleming's Steakhouse.
Well, it looks like we're going to the Outback next week.
Ka-ching. Okay.
Henry's going to enjoy the kids menu.
Yeah, baby. Okay, sorry. I think I would say, I'm sorry, that sounds really hard. Offer to get lunch with her or coffee if you're in the same city. That wasn't clear to me. And if you're not, say, like, I'm here if you'd like to talk, like, I, you know, and give her, like, specific times, because I think, like, I'm here if you'd like to talk can sometimes feel like it's, like, on the other person. But yeah, I would just, like, I would just be there for her. I mean, I think the fact that she's sharing this with you shows that she wants someone to confide in about it. So
yeah,
you can be that person.
Feels like you're on the inside here.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, you're being a really good friend. So thank you for doing this for her. All right. Should we,
we could, if you'd like to, we could also, you know, whatever.
Well, let's take a break, because the next couple emails are about the same topic, a different topic, but they're all about the same topic. So we can do those after the break.
Okay. So we're going to take that break. We'll be right back.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. So nice to see you again.
We're still here.
We are still
inside here. Inside your podcast device. Still here.
Okay. So last week we heard from Boulder Bestie about
the harrowing experiences of some sort of weird reflex in some children where they'll just be like, I'm so angry, I'm going to stop breathing.
Yes, exactly. And we got actually more responses to this than we have time to read. So thank you. I just want to say thank you to everyone who wrote in. And it was also, like, kind of reassuring, even though it was scary to read all of your experiences. It was also reassuring because all of your children are fine. And yeah. Okay. So this first one is from Lauren, who says, this first one is from Emily. Hi, Matt, Dory, Henry, and Bo. I'm writing up breath holding spells that a listener called about last week. This used to happen to me when one of my sons was younger. Luckily, he never turned blue or had one as severe as the collars, but agreed that this is traumatic regardless of the circumstances. There's actually a really good video on Instagram from Dr. Mona, who is Peds Doc Talk on Instagram, about this. One of the tips from the video is what we used to do, which is blow hard in his face to trigger the inhale reflex. Unlike Dr. Mona, I'm not a doctor, but anecdotally, this helped us. I'm sure it's extra scary if you don't know if it's truly breath holding or if there's a possibility there's choking involved. So want to put out a caveat to others that this advice is if you know 100% that there's no potential for choking as the cause. As the caller mentioned, it is true that if they turn so blue they pass out, that that will relax them to start breathing again. So I always remind myself of that during a spell, but nobody wants to see their baby pass out. Anyway, please check out Dr. Mona's video. She is actually a very good resource on lots of issues, and I hope this phase passes soon. Emily from Iowa. I do follow Dr. Mona on Instagram, and she is a good follow.
That's a hot recommendation right
so
there.
So I also endorse this follow, Peds Doc
Talk. Dory rarely endorses people's follows. This is huge.
That's not true. I sometimes endorse them. How dare you? Okay. Thank you, Emily. Lauren also wrote in, and the last time they wrote in, they had only reached the point where Henry was 5 months old. And they've now caught up with every episode, including the full back catalog of Patreon. And now she's catching up on TNC.
Thank you for being an all-around consumer of all things podcastery that comes out of this house.
Anyway, as I'm sure you don't remember, because why would you? I'm a NICU nurse for 18 years. And while I was listening to the latest episode on my way home from work this morning, I had to pause the pod and pull over to write this. To Boulder Bestie, please, please, please have your son checked by a pediatric neurologist. As a mom, I can't imagine the trauma you've experienced, and I know you don't need the extra anxiety right now, but as a nurse, I'm begging you to have him checked out, especially since it's happened more than once. I truly, truly hope these breath-holding spells are nothing more than that, but I'm a firm believer in forewarned is forearmed, so that if there is something else going on, you're ahead of things and you're prepared instead of constantly worrying about it happening again. Thank you again, Matt and Dory, for keeping this community going. Even though I can't contribute to the IVF side of things, hopefully I can help someone else with the knowledge I do have. Thanks, Lauren Johnston. Currently in 1,750 square feet outside of Fort Lauderdale. Lauren has one husband, one 13-year-old non-science daughter, two TVs. One is about 60 inches in the family room, one 32-inch in the bedroom, and four hot dogs this year, which I know Matt doesn't count because they were Hebrew National all beef, but I count them because prior to these, I hadn't had a hot dog of any kind in about 7 years due to digestive issues.
Well, I'm glad your digestive issues are behind you, but I wish you weren't having all beef. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So that's a great idea anyway, just as an aside point. Yeah, I guess don't accept the one explanation from the medical professionals on the flight. Get the kid triple checked.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Measure twice, cut once.
Spoken like a true Boy Scout. Okay. Veronica wrote in to say that now she's scared that one of her twins is going to happen to them.
Well, then don't upset them.
But also about thank yous, because that was another topic of last week. I'm never offended if someone doesn't send me a thank you, but I do always think it's nice. My personal thank you rule is that if you are not with the person when you open the gift, you send a thank you. This is just how I was raised. So if we get a gift in the mail or it is given to us and we take it home and open it, then we send a thank you. And sometimes it's a card. And sometimes, like Dory said, it's a picture of the kid playing with it so they can see how much it is loved. Also, if people don't send a thank you, give them grace, because my sons were baptized the first weekend of February, which was right when I went back to work. And it's nearly May, and I still haven't sent out all the thank you cards for the generous and unexpected gifts they were given, but I have a list and every intention to do it eventually. We shall see. Life is crazy. Thanks for the pod. Best Veronica in the New Jersey suburbs of Philly with no new stats except now we have two adults, 1 4-year-old and two 7-month-olds in our 1,500 square feet. We are putting on an addition, so my husband wants to get a bigger TV when that's done. Seems reasonable.
Like an additional TV.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the addition.
Yes. Thank you, Veronica, for those thoughts. I hope your child doesn't have those issues.
I wonder what the rarity is of these.
I know. I'm very curious. Very curious now. All right, Matt, we have a voicemail labeled Fellow Paula.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Matt and Dory. This is Christy. I'm a longtime listener. I've called before, but you have never put anything on your show, which is, you know, say love me. Anyway, just calling because Matt on this latest episode talked about his middle name being Paul, and I thought it was a cute connection that my family has to that. So my mom's middle name was Paula, and my dad's middle name is Paul, which was just like a cute coincidence when they got married. And then they gave those middle names to my brother and me. So my middle name is Paula, much like Matt's mom. I think it's just sweet. I love like family middle names because, to be honest, I'm kind of annoyed when people like are juniors and stuff like that. That's ridiculous. Like, give your kid their own name. But I think middle names are perfect for cute stuff like that. So just wanted to say I'm a fellow Paula/Paul and love the podcast. And, oh, I also wanted to say thanks so much to the caller who asked about thank you notes because we just had our son's first birthday and I was kind of like, on the fence, like, should I be sending thank you notes? Because I don't always get them. But sometimes I do get them from friends. So, you know, I've had a rough year. My son was early. He was 6 weeks early. That was, like, kind of stressful. And then just having a, you know, a newborn in general was crazy. And then my mom passed in January. So it's just, like, been a crazy year. So I was like, you know what? It was really affirming to hear y'all say like, you don't have to send them because I was like, maybe I should. And then I was like, I've been through enough this year, maybe next year. Okay. Love the podcast again. Thanks. Bye.
There's something about her voice that is very, kind of weirdly familiar and like,
does she sound like me?
Calming. She's calming. She sounds calming to me.
Interesting.
I think I want to be best friends with her.
Okay. I mean, you could probably make that happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm okay with that.
I think this, I mean, you know, I feel like, I don't know where they live. It's going to be tough, long distance best friendships, yeah. But,
you know, I think you can make it happen.
We'll see what we can do.
Okay. Great.
Never played their stuff on the air before. Thought that was funny. Anyway, go ahead.
I know. I felt bullied into playing it. But, you know, that worked. So, there you go.
Indeed.
Okay. We have one more voicemail. Matt, could you do the honors, please?
This looks like it's Disney related.
Oh, welcome, yeah, Disney baby.
Section. Hey, Fry Rose. This is for the Disney portion of the show. I just read that a Disney restaurant is the first in theme park history to win a Michelin star. And I am shocked because the rumor on the street, as you all say, is that food at Disney is terrible. So this is from CBSNews.com. Victoria and Albert's at Disney's Grand Floridian Hotel in Florida last week.
Yeah.
Joined 26 other restaurants in Florida to be awarded the coveted designation in the Michelin Guide.
That's pretty cool.
What? Do you know anything about this? Have you been to Victoria?
What?
The restaurant is pricey, with its menu starting at $295 a person.
And it's prefix.
Wow. Eager to hear what you guys have to say. Thanks. Bye.
Sure. I've never been to Victoria and Albert's. You gotta wear a jacket and tie. And ladies have to wear a dress. It's at the Grand Floridian, as you said. It is pricey. I've never been. Partially because, like, I don't go to Disney to eat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I go to Disney to have nostalgic snacks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't think of it as, like, an eating trip.
Right.
Or, like, gotta get to this restaurant. That. Like, if I'm in New York for a week, then it's like, well, let's figure out where we gotta eat. If I'm in Vegas for a little while, it's like, where am I going to eat?
Mm-hmm.
But like, I never think of it in Disney World. It's not surprising. It had been forever, like a five diamond AAA thing, whatever their Michelin star equivalent is. Now, my question is it awarded one Michelin star, two or three? My guess is probably just one.
I mean, I don't know, but this is interesting.
But I love the Michelin system.
I mean, one is very prestigious.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Like, that's a big deal.
That's why everybody runs around talking about how many Michelin stars they got. All these chefs, like, hey, how many do you have? And Gordon Ramsay's like, I've got 20. Or whatever the fuck he had.
yeah.
I'm going to look it up just to see how many it has.
How many what has?
How many Victoria and Albert's has?
Oh.
Does it? Let's see. Michelin got shocks by awarding. Wait, hang on. That was a year ago. It didn't get it a year ago. I know. Okay, don't worry about it. And 7 days
I mean,
days
she
ago,
did say it was
Michelin star.
Wait, what?
I said it.
It did get a Michelin.
7 days ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. One Michelin star.
Yeah, I'm assuming it is because they're always saying a Michelin star.
Yeah. I think they would make it clear if it was more than one.
With a Michelin star, yeah.
Well, you know what? Congratulations to that hard working mom and pop.
I mean, look, they put a chef in there, and the chef really does have carte blanche in those restaurants. So
was there a new chef? Like, was there something that happened this year that made it, or this just it just happened to get the star? Do you know, like, did something change?
That's a good question. Unknown. There's nothing noted about any changes.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, keep me posted.
No, I will. Oh, sorry. Gordon Ramsay has currently 17 Michelin stars.
17 at his various establishments.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, like, running down the list, the next closest has 14. Which is where'd he go? Alain
Ducasse.
I'm sorry. I'm reading this in reverse order, guys.
Wow, how dare you.
Joel Robuchon,
uh-huh,
from France, also of France,
yep.
31.
What?
Yeah. Ducasse, 21.
What?
Ramsey, 17. So he's at the third most currently.
Oh, my goodness.
Thomas Keller. Oh, the United States' only representation on this list of the top 10. Way down there at number 9 has 8.
Wow. I don't think I realized that Gordon had so many.
He's a fucking Gordon Ramsay, you know? He's like, not only do I do TV, but my food's actually pretty good.
I know. That's so funny that his food is actually pretty good.
You know what it is, though? He started that way.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean? He started on the Michelin star side of things. He didn't start in television, because if he started in television,
of course,
it'd be
good. But, you know, I feel like... Like what
it's
happened?
Been up and down. Like he's lost a couple. He's
okay, but
a couple
what
back.
What happened to like Tom Colicchio?
I don't know.
Michelin star wise, like I feel like he's sort of like fallen off. And then of course Mario Batali was, you know, Scandal.
Batali may have only had like 2.
Wow.
Like I mean, you know, one. What is it? One is if you're there. You got to eat there. Like if you're in the city, you should eat there. 2 is something, and the 3 is make the trip just for the rest.
Right.
What is 2? 2 is it's worth driving out of your way.
Right, because it was
a Michelin road guide.
Yeah.
In France, that's why all the French people have so many. But that's beside the point.
Oh, okay.
Also, there. They figured out cooking.
Yeah, that too.
They're the only ones who were like, let's kill this cow and then cook it in its own milk. Who knew that'd be delicious?
Well, listen, we probably won't be going to Victoria and Albert anytime soon, but if you have been to Victoria and Albert, let us know. Let us know how
not,
it was.
You know, I'm not saying we don't want to. We'd love to, but, you know, you guys, we read the thing to you.
Yeah.
It's expensive, and we live in California.
Yeah. All right.
If my parents got us a $40 gift card for Victoria and Albert's...
That would get us
maybe a refill?
Yeah. I was like, a Coke? all right. Well, you know, that brings us to the end of this here show. Mm. It is a new month. We have a new list of Patreon supporters to thank. We'll be doing the fun facts for those $25 supporters next week.
Let's pimp that out. Be like, look, hey guys, it's $25. Get your own fun fact.
You have another week to hop on.
Get in there.
And yeah, now we're gonna do some thanking. Matt, are you
okay,
ready?
Okay, let's start. Yeah, let's thank Helen Pope first.
Britt S. Baker.
Josephine W.
Anonymous.
Ariana Perry.
Bethany.
Bonnie L.
Carol Balala McNamara.
Catherine Field.
Catherine Sprague. Sprague.
Cecily Templeton.
Christina.
Christina Keller.
Diane M. Martin.
Elizabeth Motley.
Emily F.
Erin Riley.
Gretchen.
Jenna Marie Nelson.
Jennifer Austin.
Jennifer Zayas.
Karen Perelman.
Kelly Davis.
Lauren K.
Luciana.
Maria Baker.
Marissa.
Mary Jo George.
Melissa Bozeman.
Mike.
Nassim Kansari.
Olivia Fahey.
Adina L.
Alan L.
Alicia.
Dawn.
Katie Allen.
Lane and Kate Sepala.
Mickey Smith.
Mimi Steinberg.
Ronit Mazzoni.
Sanctuary Moon.
Tyler R. survived his big 50 years on Earth trip. Nicely done.
Abba N.
Alec Meredith Fletcher and Florence Babel.
Alex Liu.
Amanda Powell.
Amy.
Andrew McClure.
And Anne Fluker.
Nice. Thank you all very much. You're the best. We appreciate you. Everyone, every single person in that Patreon, we love you dearly. Thank you for supporting the show and us while we try to find jobs. Anyway, thanks. Bye.
Bye.